this worthy duke, answered Anon again, and said, This is a short conclusion. Your own mouth by your confession hath damned you, and I will it record. It needeth not to pine you with the cord. You shall be dead by mighty Mars the Red. The queen, anon for very womanhood, gan for to weep, and so did Emily, and all the ladies in the company. Great pity was it, as it thought them all, that ever such a chance should befall. For gentlemen they were of great estate, and nothing but for love was this debate, and saw their bloody wounds wide and sore, and all cried, both less and more, Have mercy, Lord, upon us women all! And on their bare knees adown they fall, and would have kissed his feet there as he stood, till at the last aslaked was his mood, for pity runneth soon in gentle heart, and though he first for ire quoke and start, he has considered shortly in a clause the trespass of them both, and eke the cause. And although that his ire their guilt accused, yet in his reason he them both excused, as thus. He thought well that every man will help himself in love if that he can, and eke deliver himself out of prison. And eke his heart had compassion of women, for they wept him ever in one. And in his gentle heart he thought anon, and soft unto himself he said, Fie upon a lord that will have no mercy, but be a lion both in word and deed to them that be in repentance and dread, as well as to a proud, despitous man that will maintain what he first began. That lord has little of discretion, that in such case can no division, but weigheth pride and humbless after one. And shortly, when his ire is thus agone, he gan to looken up with iron light, and spoke these same words, all on height. The God of love, ah, benedicity, how mighty and how great a Lord is he! Against his might there gaineth no obstacles. He may be clept a god for his miracles, for he can maken at his own guise of every heart as that him list devise. Lo, here this Arkite and this Palamon, that quitly were an out of my prison, and might have lived in Thebes royally, and wit I am their mortal enemy, and that their death lies in my might also. And yet has love, maugre their iron too, brought them hither both for to die. Now looketh, is not that a high folly? Who may be a fool, but if he love? Behold, for God's sake that sits above, see how they bleed. Be they not well arrayed? Thus has their Lord, the God of love, he paid their wages and their fees for their service. And yet they weenen for to be full wise that serve in love for aught that may befall. But this is yet the best game of all, that she for whom they have this jollity can them therefore as much thank as me. She wot no more of all this hot fare, by God, than what a cuckoo or a hare. But all must be assayed, hot and cold. A man must be a fool, or young or old. I wot it by myself full yore agone, for in my time a servant was I one, and therefore, since I know of love's pain, and wot how sore it can a man distrain, as he that has been caught oft in his lass, I, you, forgive all wholly this trespass, at request of the queen that kneeleth here, and eke of Emily, my sister dear. And you shall both anon unto me swear that never more you shall my country dare, nor make war upon me night or day, but be my friends in all that you may. I you forgive this trespass every deal.